countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
And you can follow us on Twitter at RTE Countrywide. This week coming, the World Sheep Shearing Championships take place in France. And among the Irish team will be a 21-year-old woman from County Sligo. Her name is Joanne Devaney, who lives on the family farm at the foot of Benbulben. And before she packs her shears to head to France, I've come to Drumcliff to meet her. Joanne, how are you? I'm interrupting you there. Are you getting in a little bit of last-minute practice, or is this work?
Probably practice, yeah, trying to shear them as clean as possible, getting them for the practice for Thursday.
Well, Joanne will be competing in the intermediate shearing competition in France next week. Her main focus will be in the wool handling championships there. Joanne has been shearing and wool handling for the past 4 years, and she lives at home on the family sheep farm, which sits in the shadow of beautiful Benbulben Mountain.
So, yes, my grandfather bought this farm and I grew up here. I suppose I kind of take the scenery for granted, but I was always around sheep and farming, so it's kind of in the blood. My dad farms sheep on Benbulben Mountain, and he's been shearing about 30 years. Yeah.
So runs in the family?
Yeah, it's in the blood, yeah, for sure. Right.
And it's a big family you come from?
Yep, I have 8 siblings, so Dad always had good help on the farm. He'd just pluck one of them out of bed and get them out with him, yeah.
And you've qualified now to represent Ireland next week at the World Championships. How did that come about, John?
So myself and George Graham were selected to represent Ireland in the wool handling at the World Championships. The wool handling is it's a general shed task, but it's put into a competitive form, just like the shearing is. So
how was it judged?
So when the shearer shears the fleece, we have to remove any stain or second cuts and present the fleece as well as possible. The fleece has to be thrown out on a table, rolled up, and any oddments put aside into separate baskets, all under the clock as well.
Okay, so you're on the clock. And will you be doing some shearing as well?
Yep, I'll be shearing in the intermediate grade and the lady shearing grade as well. Yep.
Right. Now, I'm looking at you. You're very slight. You could be a long-distance runner. So shearing sheep is not all about being big and brawny and strong.
I suppose I always try to... I suppose a stronger person would have the option to shear sheep with brute strength, but I kind of didn't have the option. I had to learn a good technique and a good shearing pattern to be able to handle the sheep. Myself and my brother do shearing courses every year just to try and keep our skills at the best level possible. They're also very important for competitions because the sheep have to be shorn very clean as well.
Right. Yeah. And how many sheep would you shear in the day now?
I'd shear just under 200 daily,
my
yeah.
My God. That must be very tiring.
Yeah, it's a tough job for sure, but you get fitter throughout the summer and our back gets stronger and you just kind of adjust to it, you get used to it. Yeah.
So how many hours would you be shearing 200 sheep?
I suppose 8 or 9 hours of shearing a day, yeah.
You're naturally left-handed, but you shear with your right hand. Why is that?
So in Australia and New Zealand, everything's set up for a right-handed shear. Even the way the shear motor moves, it moves to favour a right-handed shear to keep their bottom tooth down. So it kind of made sense to shear at my right hand. You use both of your hands when you're shearing anyway. Your left hand is working just as much as your shearing hand. So myself and my brother are now shearing on our right hand, even though we're both left-handed writing, yeah.
The sheep graze up the mountain there, do they?
Yeah, they graze away at the heather up there, yeah.
So I'm looking here at Benbulben, and I don't know how high it is, but do you have to climb that to gather the sheep?
Yeah, I think it's over 300 foot, but we have to climb around the bit with no cliffs there and gather the sheep up about twice a year. Yeah.
Joanne's dad, Porrick, is a busy man. He and a few other local shearers will have clipped around 20,000 sheep locally when the season is over in a few weeks' time. He's very proud of his daughter heading off to represent Ireland.
Oh, I'm very proud of Joanne, yeah, yeah. Super to see it going on, you know.
How skillful is she?
She's very skillful, yeah. Like, she wouldn't have it be big and as strong as me, like, but she has the skill, which is more important. Like, it's great for her, it's great for our family and the sheep shearing as well, the business, you know. And even to see a females, you know, involved in it is brilliant. Like.
What sort of advice are you giving to Joanne now these days?
We're just sharing away. Like, I see her improving all the time. She's so hungry for to learn more. Like, she's hungry for knowledge, you know.
Yeah.
She's brilliant, like, and she loves the job. Like.
And Joanne's two younger sisters, Louise and Heather Ann, are all excited about Big Sister 2.
Excited. She's done a lot of work and she's paid off.
So what advice do you have for Joanne now?
To not be afraid and keep saying that you're confident.
And you, Louise?
To take pictures and bring them home to us.
So next week in France really is an Olympics of sheep shearing. It is a sporting event. Is it classified as that?
Well, people are pushing for it to be in the Olympics for that reason, but really? It's definitely a huge sporting event. We see it as the biggest sporting event in our lives anyway, yeah.
When you come back from the championships, I'm sure you'll take a little bit of a break, but then you're going to Ballyhays Agricultural College in September, is that right?
Yep, so I'm going doing my level 5 in agriculture, and hopefully that'll allow me to get my own flock. I'll get my grain set from that and I can start farming myself. It's just where I'm happiest. I'm happiest when I'm around sheep, yeah.
That's Joanne Devaney there, who's part of the Irish team heading to France on Monday to compete in the World Sheep Shearing and Wool Handling Championships, and the very best of luck to her and the rest of the team.